On March 18, 1955, Claudette was sentenced guilty by a judge, even though there was proof showing that she was not guilty. Because of this, Claudette had new rules to follow, but at least she got to go back home that day. Everyone was talking about what happened to Claudette. Black people were mad. Things were not fair. Many people, like Rosa Parks and the rest of the NAACP, wanted to help her. A letter went to the city mayor explaining that if the bus rules for Black people did not change, Black people would not ride the buses anymore. This is called a bus boycott. The bus system would lose a lot of money.